Hello, calls to
Carolyn
are being screened by Smart Call Blocker. Please say your name after the tone, then press pound.
Family First Care.
Hello, calls to
Carolyn
are being screened by Smart Call Blocker. Please say your name after the tone, then press pound.
Family First Care.
Please wait a moment while your call is connected.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. This is Erica calling in from Family First Care, calling for Carolyn.
This is Carolyn.
Hi, yes. I'm following up in regards to you wanting us to find you an aide.
Okay. Are you affiliated with PA Health?
Yes, we are.
Oh, okay. You're part of... Okay, yes, I did.
Okay, so we did find a caregiver. However, we just want to go over a schedule to make sure that schedule is good for the caregiver that we have. I know you stated you wanted to transfer over 42 hours.
Yeah, because the other company still has 42 hours. So that's where, you know, the kind of little bit of work comes in. They have three girls scheduled, but I probably only need one. She's going to do the 12 hours, 3 days a week. I know Monday is one, and after that, you can take whatever else days that your girls need.
Okay, is there a specific time that...
Well, if it's going to be split, they can do 12 hours, and she can do 12 hours. For... Somebody probably has to do the math, but she's away, and she'll be back on Monday, and she starts on Monday. So after that, whatever days you guys want or can work, then she'll take the other days.
Okay, when does she usually start her shift?
She usually starts at 7, and she's done at 7.
Okay, so you need an overnight as well?
No. No, that would be nice, but they would have to give me more hours. 7 to 7 is 12 hours, so if the young ladies that you have can do 12 hours, maybe two or three times a week, that would suffice for me. And the other agency can do 12, maybe three times a week. And then the Saturday and Sunday, they can kind of figure out each one. If you can tell me which girl can do a weekend, maybe Saturday or Sunday, and then I'll have to work it out with the other company.
Okay, so typically your schedule will be a 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. The girl that's starting on Monday, she's doing...
7 to 7.
Okay.
And they usually give her a schedule, but... That's why I'm, you know, switching over and getting another agency to work with them, because they have, how do I say it, left me stranded a few times. But I like the girls that I'm working with, so I don't want them to lose a job. So I'm willing to stay with the company as long as I can have, you know, at least that one girl. Two, you know, would be ideal. And you said you have two girls from your company, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Then I can meet them, and then we can kind of go from there. Because I like to talk to them and interview, and, you know, I have my own questions for them. And I can usually tell from that day, you know, how they respond, if they're going to be able to do work with me, because they don't have a lot to do. just get me up in the morning. It doesn't have to be right away, 7 o'clock. They can wait till 8. And in the meantime, they can, you know, put the coffee on and then come back and get me. We'll take a shower, you know, get dressed. Then I come in for breakfast. I have to take my my blood sugar and blood pressure. And then I have some medication that they put out, and they just have to be here when I take the medication. And the rest, you know, is just vacuuming, mopping, cleaning the bathroom, and making my bed. So that's pretty much all. And then I try to, you know, make them feel comfortable. Now, as long as they don't, you know, take that for granted because they think it's easy, being on the phone is a no-no. And that comes from the other company, too. I don't mind them calling, you know, a family member if it's an emergency. We're making plans to, you know, call a doctor or something like that. But just to be on the phone playing games, that's not, you know, good because they can't pay attention to me if they're doing that. Do you understand?
Yes.
Is that you know, how you guys feel?
Yes. I understand.
Okay. All right. So I don't think it's going to be hard because the guy, you know, the girls that I have now that are staying with me really enjoy being here. You know, the girl I have today, she's kind of new and doesn't speak good English, but I have a translator that I use, and she can understand if what I'm saying, she's not understanding, and I do the translator, and it seems to work a little, but I prefer to have somebody that's bilingual, you know. It makes it easier for me and for them. So, my coordinator said she was going to put the authorization in, when did she say, yesterday, and she said, you know, you guys probably can start on Friday.
Okay.
Are you sure? Because you don't sound sure.
So we'll solidify everything once we do the meet and greet. So I don't want the service coordinator to send us the auth yet if, you know, you end up not liking the caregivers that we send over during the meet and greet.
Okay, well, if you like them and you authorize them and you think they're pretty good, there's no reason for me not to like them. I never read an aid that I don't like.
Okay.
It's just whether they can, you know, perform and do what they're supposed to do. I have no problem. I'm not really hard on anybody, and most of the girls enjoy being here. It's just the ones who don't follow, you know, directions or the rules of the company. They're the ones that don't stay because they don't come here to work. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm not harsh on anybody. If I have to do that, then I don't need them to be here because it's easy for me if they do what they need to do. And if they don't, you know, I just call the company and tell them what my concerns are. And, you know, whether they get things straight with the aide or not, it's up to the company, you know.
Right.
I always give them a little gentle talk if they're not doing what they're supposed to do. I try to have a sense of humor with them. Well, it doesn't work with all the girls. I don't know why. You know, if you want to work, because I joke with them because I have exercises that I do, you know, physical therapy, and I do it by the television, you know, right now. But soon I'm going to be going out to a place where I can do it there. Right now I'm trying to build up my legs, so I do it by TV. If they want to join, they can, but just make sure, you know, that I don't fall or anything like that.
Yeah. So,
as long as they're observant, you know, because my walking is a lot better than it used to. It used to be I couldn't even get in and out of the bed, but now I can, and I can walk, you know, a few feet alone as long as somebody's there to assist. But, you know, that's enough for me. They may get here and think that I'm I'm the daughter, because I did have one aide that came in. She says, is Mrs. Darden here? Because she looked at me and she thought I was the daughter. And I said, I'm Mrs. Darden. And she said, oh, my God. So don't go by my looks. Everybody tells me, you don't look 77, but trust me, I'm 77. But, you know, I like dealing with young ladies and joking with them and giving them, you know, some female advice, you know, things like that that I've been through that I can help them with. But, you know, it's nice. If they stay and they, you know, do what they need to do, they will tell you themselves it was, you know, they liked being here. But the reason some of these girls here are leaving is because the company does not want to compensate them. And they work, you know, really hard, you know. They come from far, from Philadelphia, and a lot of them sometimes take the train or an Uber. And they have to pay for that themselves. And I just thought maybe, you know, they would give them some type of compensation. But it's the owner. The other ladies that, you know, work on the case, they would love to do that because they know it's hard to get an aide to stay. And she just, you know, don't want to move, don't want to do anything. So I just had one leave yesterday or the day before. But anyway, I just hope these young ladies have a different, you know, frame of mind.
That's it.
So, you know, just let me know when they want to come over and talk, because these girls here know I'm going to add on another agency, so it's nothing to hide and sneak around about. You know, they're well aware of it.
Okay, no problem. Perfect. Mm-hmm. Just to confirm, you'll be transferring over 42 hours?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Mm-hmm. Alrighty, so I'm going to get in contact.
Okay.
Sorry.
Let me just ask you this. Now, if this company continues to not, you know, hold up their end or cover me with services like they should, then and only then will I transfer all the hours to you. Would you be able to handle those hours?
Yes.
Okay.
How many hours in total do you have?
I have 84.
Okay.
So that's why I split it, you know, so I can work with your company as well as theirs until I see which company, you know, I can handle this by themselves. Understand?
Yes, I understand.
Okay, honey, sweetie, thank you.
No problem. You have a great one. I'll follow up with you shortly.
Okay, thank you. Okay,
no problem.
Bye-bye.